This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CONS. Today is Friday, December 21st. The Red Sox won their third consecutive AL East championship last night in New York with an 11-6 victory over the Yankees. The Red Sox may have lost a three-game series, but there is no sweeter feeling than clinching a division in your division rival's house. Betts opened the game with a double off the left field fence and scored on Martinez a single. Betts added a two-run single in the second, making it a 3-0 Red Sox lead. The Yankees answered back in the second off a two-run home run by Red Sox killer Luke Voit, who has hit three home runs this series. In the third, Brock Holt said, "I'll have what Voit is having," and hit an absolute moonshot. Then in the fourth, things fell apart for the Red Sox. Eduardo Rodriguez walked three Yankees to load the bases, and Aaron Judge made him pay, hitting a grand slam, giving the Yankees a 6-4 lead. Mr. RBI himself, J.D. Martinez, sent home a run in the fifth on a sacrifice groundout, and Jackie Bradley Jr. made it a 6-6 game in the seventh with a big home run into the second deck. Aaron Hicks gifted the Red Sox two more runs on Terry Wolfe throw to third, and for the cherry on top, Mookie Betts hit his 30th home run off Chapman in the eighth, securing the Red Sox victory. Mookie Betts finished the game with four hits and five RBIs. Masahiro Tanaka went four innings for the Yankees, allowing five runs on eight hits. For the Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez went 3 2/3 innings, allowing five runs on four hits, and he walked seven batters. The Yankees and Red Sox may see each other again in the postseason, as a wild card victory for the Yankees likely will lead to an ALDS matchup. Before I tell you about the Red Sox upcoming series with the Indians, let me tell you about Game Time. Game Time is a top destination for last-minute tickets to live events. Unlike Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of the video of the view from your seat. Plus, the Game Time guarantee has you covered. They guarantee you'll receive tickets in time for the event, and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, Game Time will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find them all under one roof at Game Time. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Once again, all you have to do for this awesome deal is visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Trevor Brouwer is on the mound for the first time in a month as the Indians welcome the Red Sox to town for a three-game series. Both these teams have already clinched their respective divisions, but this will be an important game to test out both Bowers and, for the Red Sox, Chris Sale. Prior to Bowers' injury, he was having a career year. He hasn't lost a game since June 29th, and in eight starts since, he's 5-0 with a 1.72 ERA. Historically, however, Brouwer has struggled against the Red Sox, having allowed seven runs on 14 hits, including four home runs. Sale has also struggled in this matchup, as he is 5-8 against the Indians with a 4.78 ERA. Expect an absolute slugfest by these two aces tonight as they battle to get back in postseason form. Be sure to also follow CONS on Twitter at CONS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CONS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox News Feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CONS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Ryan LeMay for the Boston Red Sox News.